AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge demanding evidence from the Justice Department after a man was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. The Supreme Court ruling that his deportation was illegal.
Judge Paula Sinise says the Supreme Court has spoken and the Trump administration lost. Now she says she needs answers to the question she's been asking for weeks about the steps the government is taking to facilitate Kilmar Abrego Garcia's release from the Salvadoran prison where he was sent. The judge has now ordered senior officials at ICE, Homeland Security, and the State Department to submit to sworn depositions where they'll have to answer questions posed by Abrego Garcia's attorneys.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. A judge denied bail for the suspect in the firebomb attack on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's residence. Cody Ballmer facing charges including arson and attempted murder. In Texas, authorities say four students were injured in a shooting incident at a high school near Dallas today. Police still trying to locate the suspected shooter, also a student. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A candidate has filed to run for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission on Friday. Berge, a Democrat, has been on Eau Claire City Council since 2018. She joins Rebecca Cook, also a Democrat, as the candidates who have filed so far. Republican Derek Van Orden, who defeated Cook in last fall's election and is in his second term in Congress, has not formally announced whether he will seek re-election. There are real concerns about how President Donald Trump's tariffs will impact Wisconsin manufacturing. Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald says tariffs will make it more difficult for Wisconsin manufacturers to get raw materials like steel and timber. Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce President Dale Coenga on WISN's Upfront program said the hope is that Trump doesn't believe that tariffs are actually a national strategy to prosperity. Coenga said business leaders and mainstream economists don't agree with that. A Richland Center man was injured in a crash in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 4:45 Sunday, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle rollover on County Road D east of Hall Road in rural Westby. Ralph E. Smalley, 62, of Richland Center, was traveling west on County Road D when he experienced a suspected medical episode. The vehicle left the roadway on a curve, traveled down an embankment, struck trees, overturned, and came to rest on its roof. Smalley was able to exit the vehicle on his own and was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Also assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Lafarge Fire Department and the Wisconsin State Patrol.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Some showers and storms Thursday, and becoming breezy, high temperatures well into the 60s. Currently 54 degrees.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin.
Nimmo back at the track! Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Here's a high fly ball left field, back at the track, it is gone! William Contreras!
Mitchell settles underneath, looks up, makes the catch. Jose Quintana, welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Tigers at beautiful American Family Field.
This one up into the night sky, all the way back to the wall. Goodbye, Christian Yelich.
Jackson Churio, a high drive, deep left center, way gone!
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a chilly and windy day in Milwaukee, the roof is closed and so are the panels for Game 2 of this three-game series between the Brewers and the Tigers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight for Game 2 of this series. Brewers looking to even the series at a game apiece after falling last night 9-1 at the hands of Detroit in the series opener. Brewers will hand the ball to Quinn Priester, who grew up just about an hour and a half from Milwaukee. He'll make his first home start for the crew, and he'll be opposed by former Cardinal, former Dodger, Jack Flaherty on the mound for Detroit. He's off to a very good start so far this year for Flaherty. Brewers and Tigers, game two of the series. When we come back, we'll talk to Josh about this matchup and more on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Tigers getting set for game two of this three-game series. And Josh Maurer joining me now on the On Deck Show. Built by Menards. Josh, that was a tough one last night, but the Brewers looked to get things evened up, and they got to face a really tough customer in Jack Flaherty, who was a Tiger last year, traded to the Dodgers at the deadline, big part of that World Series team last year for Los Angeles, and then re-signed with Detroit, and he's picked up where he left off last year with the Tigers.
This will be the 19th career start against the Brewers. When you're in the Central Division as long as Jack Flaherty was, you figured that that would be the case. That's a lot of them, though, so they are very familiar with Jack Flaherty and his pretty good arsenal. But, yeah, he's been good against the Yankees last Wednesday, Lane. 5 1/3 innings, no runs, 9 strikeouts. We know how tough that Yankees lineup is, so that's an impressive start.
Now, one thing is, he has struggled in this ballpark historically. He's 1-4 with a 5.55 ERA. A lot of those starts, well, all those starts really came when he was a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. He had that great 2019 season with St. Louis, then dealt with some injuries, but he has found himself again, and he is definitely a tough customer. It'll be Quinn Priester for the Crew. Priester was very good against the Rockies last week for his first time out. Brewers a little more familiar with their new toy now, and see what he can put together in his second start in a Brewers uniform. We'll sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network. Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boy's quality paint and innovative color solutions, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend. The worst brings out our best.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a tough one last night, but one good piece of news was that Elvin's able to give you 5 innings. You do send him down today, but that really helps you out for the next couple of games.
It does, and guys with options that are on the fringe of the team, they got to understand we need a fresh arm here with the situation we have with our pitching staff. But to his credit, Elvin went out and threw 5 innings and gave us just what we needed. Gave up one strong hard contact, and the rest of it, he pitched very, very well, and gave us, what we needed to know that, hey, we'll want this kid back. So there's a silver lining in him getting sent down, the fact that he threw so well.
You bring Logan Henderson up. This is a guy that's been on the radar for the last couple of years as a prospect moving through the Brewers organization. What did you see from him during spring training that stood out to you and the opportunity that's in front of him now?
We told him, you're going to get a chance to pitch in the big leagues this year, and here come early April, he's already getting his chance. He's a pitcher, a consummate pitcher. He relies on location, he's not a super hard thrower or anything like that, but he's got a really good changeup, and he has to use that and pitch off of that sometimes. But, he had an up-and-down spring training. He did not pitch as well as he would have liked, but he's pitched very well in the start of the AAA season, so we're excited to have him.
You hand the ball to Quinn Priester tonight for his second start. It was a real speed dating session before his first start. What have you been able to learn about him in the days since as you get ready for start number 2?
Yeah, I mean, he expects to do well, good competitor, good stuff, not a finished product, not a polished pitcher yet, but we think we can get there. He's still very, very young. This is his third organization. I think everybody sees the potential in him, but now hopefully he settles in and we can make some progress with him and get him to become very, very consistent with his stuff.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Tigers getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. Jack Flaherty for Detroit. It will be Quinn Priester for the Crew. And today is Jackie Robinson Day. Murph, it is a special day all across baseball, everybody wearing the number 42. What does this day mean to you, and what did Jackie mean to you as a guy that's been a part of so many different levels of baseball and how he and his story and his legacy has impacted so many youth?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an incredible day for an incredible man that had to endure and be the first, you know, to open the door. The stupidity of people back then of not understanding that players of any color should play our game. People get to play our game. And I think it's significant. I think our people who play the game should understand it, should know, and be proud that the game was smart enough to make these adjustments. You know, kind of a macrocosm of what we should look at, you know, continue to make adjustments and continue to make our game better and respect our game and warts and all for the flaws and everything else. And it can do a lot more for us than we can do for it.
And it's really a responsibility of the game to tell this story too, so the next generation of baseball fans understand it, know it, and can pass it down to that next generation, right?
No question. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's learning and developing and changing. And the African-American player has meant so much to our history. They've provided so many thrills to young people like myself growing up. You know, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I favored the African-American player only because there was just so few of them. And they were so talented, and I wanted to be like them, you know, so to speak. And it was, a great thing to make me love the game. And
I just hope other people recognize that these types of things need to be rectified in our game. And Jackie was the first and a great representation.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
All right. Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today at visitmilwaukee.org.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Brewers trying to even this series with the Tigers at one win apiece here on a Tuesday night at American Family Field. Welcome back to our On Deck Show. It's built by Menards, and the injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. For the Brewers, it's going to be back-to-back rehab starts again in Nashville later this week. Scheduled to pitch on Thursday, Brandon Woodruff. And then scheduled to pitch on Friday, it would be Tobias Myers. And Pat Murphy said yesterday, if Myers' start on Friday with the sounds goes well, that could be his final rehab before getting activated. Tigers, by the way, they've won 10 of 13. They are one of the hottest teams in baseball, and they've done it with four of their significant outfielders on the injured list. Wenzel Perez, Matt Vierling, Manuel Margot, Parker Meadows, they're all on the injured list for A.J. Hinch. Tonight's Keys to the Game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Brewers are going to need to get a little bit more offense. During this three-game losing skid that they're on, they've scored just 7 runs total. They're batting 179 in this three-game skid, although, to be fair, the three starting pitchers they've faced, Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen, and Tarek Skubal. Nothing to sneeze at. We're going to talk to a Brewer who's had a great start to his season after an injured list stint. Nick Mears joins me to talk about the illness that put him on the IL to start the year. That comes up right after this. You hear from Nick Mears on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger, Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We welcome you back, American Family Field, for the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Tigers tonight, and our pregame guest has had a wonderful start to the season. At least once he was strong enough to pitch again. Nick Mears is our guest. You had quite the ordeal at the end of spring training. So first of all, we're glad to have you back and glad to have you healthy. Can you take us back and what that all was like to go through with the illness that you had?
Yeah, I mean, it was just bad timing. Middle of spring training, kind of right when you start ramping up, to get sick like that and then kind of not even be able to come to the field for almost a week. It was not enjoyable to say the least, but I mean, we're here now, we're healthy, and just trying to keep putting up zeros.
Not to make you relive it too much, but can you tell us how much weight you lost? We heard different numbers thrown around.
Yeah, I lost like a little over 10 pounds in like a span of 4 or 5 days. It was just laying in bed, just trying to drink and eat what I could.
Jeez. Well, again, glad that you're back healthy and you're pitching so well. What was this offseason like for you, knowing that you were going to be settled in with the Brewers for the first time? Because last year you're going back with the Rockies, you end up getting traded at the deadline. It was a year where you moved around. Now you know you're with the Brewers. What did the offseason then feel like for you?
Kind of being with the Brewers now, it kind of has given me a little bit of confidence. Just like you, not going up and down, you're not really looking over your shoulder. So it's just having that confidence, like, hey, I'm here. I just need to do my job. There's no looming doom over your head of maybe getting optioned down if you threw back to back or 3 of 4 or got used up that night. So it's definitely a confidence booster to know that, hey, I'm a part of the team. We're here for the season, and it's a long one, but hoping it pays off.
Nick Mears, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. I want to take you back again. Let's go to the wild card series last October and your appearances against the Mets, where you were electric. You were good. You were great, actually.
Thanks.
I can imagine that had to do wonders for your confidence, right? Taking those big innings in those big games.
Yeah, I mean, the takeaways from that is I can pitch in those games at that high of a level, especially in the postseason. I mean, Game 3, anything can happen, and to go out there in a tie ball game in the 7th and put up a zero and give the boys a chance to put up some runs and win the game. That's what it's all about. As a pitcher, a bullpen guy especially, I mean, you live for those games. You live for those moments, and to be able to do that and prove that I can is it's everything, really.
What's it been like working with Chris Hook since you've gotten here? You've had him now for, I don't know, maybe 3 months total as your pitching coach, where you've actually been around him face-to-face. But everybody raves about Hookie. What's it like to actually work with him as a teacher?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, there's at this level, it's like everybody thinks, oh, you made it to the big leagues, you've done it. No, like that's the first step in it. It's one thing to make it to the big leagues. It's another thing to stay there. And I feel like Hookie does a really good job of helping guys so that they stay there and have success in the big leagues. So, I mean, he's an energetic guy, great dude, walks around and just checks in on you. But if he sees something, he's going to say, hey, why don't we try this out? And, you know, most of the time it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But, I mean, for him to be trying to help you out as much as he does with everything that he does. I mean, he handles 13 guys, so he makes sure that you get your attention, and if you're struggling, he's going to help you out a little bit more. If you're doing well, he's just going to check in on you, make sure you're doing good, and kind of let you ride.
Well, you've done great work here with the Brewers so far, and we wish you continued success. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
There's Nick Mears. He joins us on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, I'll get you the starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Tigers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Because often insurance companies are unreasonable, and that's how we win for our clients.
If you've been wrongly injured, learn more by going to the Cannon and Dumphy website or check them out on Instagram.
Strike out dirt and grime at Tsunami Express Car Wash. Members save money with unlimited washes, skip the line in a fast line, and enjoy free vacuums. Learn more at TsunamiExpress.com. Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
First pitch is about 10 minutes away from American Family Field. Game 2, the Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Milwaukee tries to snap out of its three-game skid, and they hand the ball to Quinn Priester to make his first start on this home mound. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, we'll get to the starting lineups. First, the one that Priester will face for Detroit. Presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. A little bit of a different look tonight for A.J. Hinch. It has Gleyber Torres in the leadoff spot. He is playing second base after driving in three in that 9-1 win last night. Kerry Carpenter moves up to number two on the card. He's in left and hit a home run yesterday. Riley Green, one of the good young outfielders in the American League, batting third, playing center. And Spencer Torkelson, the power-hitting first baseman, set a
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
By Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Tigers, first pitch just around the corner. As we continue on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
To achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Chill the beat.
Lineups are being exchanged at American Family Field. You've got the Brewers and the Tigers. Game two of the series coming up. We understand we had some technical difficulties while I was getting you the starting lineups earlier. We apologize for those, so let's reset for you. For the Tigers against Quinn Priester, Gleyber Torres, Kerry Carpenter, Riley Green, first three due up. Cleanup batter Spencer Torkelson, then Colt Keith, the DH. Dylan Dingler, the catcher, hitting sixth. Right fielder Zach McKinstry. Third baseman Javier Baez and Trey Sweeney, the rookie shortstop. Those are the nine for Detroit. Meanwhile, for the Brewers tonight, different lineup for Pat Murphy than we've seen. Jackson Chirio's in the leadoff spot. That's not new. He'll play left. But Bryce Terang, just the second time in his big league career hitting second. He's playing second. Contreras catching. And Yelich is the cleanup batter as the DH. Reese Hoskins batting fifth tonight at first. Sal Frelick, the right fielder, down to sixth. And then it's Garrett Mitchell in center batting seventh, Joey Ortiz the shortstop eighth, and Oliver Dunn the third baseman to round out the order against Jack Flaherty. And the umpires, presented by Cannon and Dunphy, Scott Barry behind the plate, Adam Beck at first, John Bacon second base, and the crew chief Dan Iasonia at third. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy. Experience, results, justice. Brewers take the field, led out by Quinn Priester, who's getting ready to make his first start as a Milwaukee Brewer in this ballpark. The roof update brought to you by Big Fish Contracting. Closed tonight. Too windy and cold outside.
With decades of experience providing roofing, siding, and windows, visit BigFishContracting.com to learn how Big Fish is renovating homes and redeeming an industry. Tonight's Drive Around the League brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers, interested contractors, building Wisconsin together. Red Hot Cincinnati Reds beginning a series with the Seattle Mariners. They're back at home. They're losing 2-1 at the bottom of the third with Nick Lodolo on the mound. Pittsburgh Pirates trailing Washington 1-0. That game's in the top half of the fifth inning. Pittsburgh won the series opener last night behind Paul Skeens. They've got Mitch Keller, but again, trailing 1-0. Just about to get underway. It's the Astros and the Cardinals, and later on, the first-place Cubs and the MLB best San Diego Padres. That one will start in 2 hours. Quinn Priester is just about ready to go, and so too is Lane Grindle. He's got your first inning play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Brewers trying to put last night's game behind them, turn the page, and try to even up this series here tonight on Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball. Gleyber Torres to lead things off for the Tigers steps in against Priester. Open stance in the back of the box for the former Yankee. Priester making his second start in a Brewers uniform and his first as a Brewer at American Family Field. And he bounces this one fouled as Torres behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Got underway on time at 6:40 p.m. As Josh told you, the roof is closed, and we are grateful for that. A little breezy and chilly out there tonight. 0-1 to Torres, missed inside with a two-seam fastball. Pretty close pitch from Priester, but he didn't get the call, and it's 1-1. 50 degrees, wind chill, I think, would beg to differ. 50 outside. Swing and a miss from Torres. It's 1-2. 64 degrees inside, I'm told, here at American Family Field. One ball and two strikes on Gleyber Torres, who's off to a good start in a Tigers uniform. And he takes high. It's 2-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Here's a ground ball to short. Played beautifully by Ortiz. Very routine throw to first. Takes care of Torres. And there's one away. Carbless, Liss is more. And that'll get Kerry Carpenter to the plate. Boy, he had a good night again last night. Feels like he has had some big swings against the crew over the years. Had a home run last night, 2-for-4. Hitting .269 now on the season and 5 home runs on the year for Carpenter. In there with a strike on a two-seam fastball at 95 at the top of the zone from Priester. It's 0-1. Priester worked 5 innings against the Rockies. This is lined back up the middle on 2 hops to the shortstop Ortiz behind the bag at second. Collects and fires to first, and there's 2 quick outs for Quinn here in the top half of the first inning, and that'll get Riley Green to the plate. He gave up that home run to Brinton Doyle to lead off the bottom of the first, and he was dazzling after that. It was a very good first impression on his teammates and on this fan base. A guy the Brewers need, Quinn Priester, to be a part of this rotation. First pitch to Green, a swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1. Riley Green, an all-star a year ago, he has been in a funk at the plate. 0 for his last 11. 0-1. Missed low. 1-1. Got the night off last night with the lefty Tyler Alexander starting the game. Here's the 1-1 to Green. And a swing and a miss at a curveball down below the zone. It's 1-2. And Green has been pretty upfront about his struggles in the media. He just said, "I'm just not on time right now." 1-2. That missed outside, and it's 2-2. Two-two pitch. Hit foul off of Contreras' gear. Stays at 2-2. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. 2-2 pitch is fouled near the Tigers dugout. It hits off the front of it. And Green stays alive. So Green seeing some pitches here. Trying to hang in there against Priester, who throws hard, mid-90s, with that fastball, big curveball. 2-2 pitch. And that just missed. A little bit low of the changeup. That was a quality 2-2 offering, though, from Priester. And now the count is full on Riley Green at 3-2. The 3-2 offering, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cutter on the outside edge. An ortho ASAP strikeout in a 1-2-3 top half of the first for Quinn Priester. We go to the bottom of one. It's the Tigers nothing and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. Hey.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Brewers facing an old foe, Jack Flaherty. Flaherty making his fourth start of the year. He's off to a great start. He's 1-0 with a 1.62 ERA. And Jack Flaherty faces Jackson Churio. First pitch swinging for Jackson. Fastball away, and he fouls it back and out of play behind home plate. It's 0-1. Churio hitting .289, 5 home runs and 17 driven in. As we tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley, tonight's contestant is Chad Dalton from Seneca, Wisconsin. Here's the 0-1 from Flaherty, and that's down and away with a slider. One ball and one strike. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Chad will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. One ball and one strike on Churio. Flaherty out of the windup. The pitch and missed down and away with a curveball. It's 2-1. Churio yet to draw a walk this year. It's starting to become a little bit of a conversation. 2-1 pitch is fouled out of play first base side. He got a fastball pretty much down the middle, and he was just a little late on it. Fouled it out of play first base side. It's 2-2 on Churio. Churio putting up big numbers to start the year, so there's not a lot of concern about the lack of walks. As long as the production stays there, 2-2 is down and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. But it's certainly something to monitor. He's been ultra aggressive at the plate to start 2025. Flaherty out of the windup and the 3-2 pitch. And that is a little bit low with a fastball. So there you go. Ask and you shall receive. Churio has worked the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. I didn't see if anybody in the dugout was asking for that baseball or not, but they might have been just to have a little fun with Churio.
All we needed was for you to bring it up.
Yeah. We have so much control over things here in this booth. Bryce Terang takes a curveball for strike one. Terang having a great start to the year. 333, three home runs, and 10 driven in. Flaherty brings home the 0-1 pitch, and that is lined back up the middle on a hop to the shortstop by as he runs to the bag at second for one. Throws to first, not in time. That's actually Sweeney, the shortstop. I beg your pardon. So they get the out at second base, but a fielder's choice, and Terang is now the base runner at first. Baez at third base tonight for the time. I'm just so used to Javi Baez playing shortstop all the time. Here's William Contreras. Runner at first and one away. And Flaherty's pitch missed inside. It's 1-0. That is the one thing about Flaherty talking about that walk issue to Churio. He's walked 7 in 16 and 2/3 innings coming in. So he'll give you a free pass once in a while. 1-0 is fouled back and off the gear of the catcher Dingler. And it's a ball and a strike on the reigning National League Player of the Week, William Contreras. 8-game hitting streak for William. He was 1-for-3 in last night's loss to the Tigers. Here's the 1-1. And he took down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott Berry is our home plate umpire. Adam Beck is at first. John, bring home the bacon at second base, and Dan Iasonia is the crew chief. Here's the 2-1. This is a fly ball right field. It'll be playable for McKinstry to come in and to his right and make the catch, and there's 2 away. And that'll get Yelich to the plate. Day off yesterday for Christian. Trying to get himself going a little bit at the plate. Had a pretty good start to the road trip and then finished 0-for-12 in that Arizona series. He's 0-for-13 at the plate, but he's had good numbers against Flaherty in his career. Taking him deep a couple of times, 9-for-33. First offering to Christian is a curveball, and he swings over the top of it. It's 0-1. Yelly, the DH tonight for the crew. He's hitting cleanup. And you can clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Now a toss to first, and Terang is back in time. Just getting underway here at American Family Field, a 0-0 ball game, Brewers and Tigers. A 1. That missed down and away with a changeup. 1 ball and 1 strike. Every Brewer in the lineup understands how good Jack Flaherty is, and they can see the numbers he's put up to start this year. Trust me, they respect him. But in the same breath, 1-1 is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. They're glad to see anybody other than Tarek Skubal tonight. That's no slight to Jack Flaherty, who is a phenomenal pitcher. There goes the runner. The 1-2 pitch is low. The throw to second is not in time. It goes into center field. Terang, though, will stay put at second, as there to back it up was Riley Green in center. So it's a stolen base for Bryce Terang. Brewers just bagged another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. 2 great plans and 1 name you trust. Bryce's 4th stolen base of the year. And now here's the 2-2 pitch. And Yelich chops it foul behind home plate. Stays at 2-2. Two
Flaherty. 17 pitches so far in this bottom of the first inning. 2-2 pitch. Down and in with a slider. Yelich didn't go after it. And now the count is full. It's 3-2. Everybody wearing number 42 tonight. Major League Baseball does such a good job with Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th, every single year. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball. Yelich strikes out, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits. There was a walk, and a man left. We go to the second inning. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate the famed comic during Peanuts Night. Coming to the ballpark Friday, April 18th. Join the Brewers and get a Franklin bobblehead when you purchase a special theme night ticket. Get your tickets today at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the second inning here at American Family Field. Spencer Torkelson leads off for the Tigers, and Priester's first pitch is over but low with a slider, and it's 1-0. 0-0 ball game. Through one inning of play here tonight. Priester's 1-0 pitch. That missed low with a slider. And it's two balls and no strikes on Torkelson. Torkelson, Keith, and then Dingler. Scheduled a hit for the Tigers here in the second. 2-0 pitch is right through there for a strike on a two-seam fastball. It's 2-1. Torkelson 0-for-4 last night. Did drive in a run. A .288 average on the season with 5 home runs. And 12 driven in. Priester pretty efficient in that first inning. Brings home the 2-1 pitch, and that's in there for a strike. And it's 2-2. And the 2-2 offering is fouled out of play first base side. Stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Torkelson. Brewers defensively for you. Left to right in the outfield, Churio, Mitchell, Frelick. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Ortho ASAP, strikeout number 2 for Priester. There's one away in the second, and now that brings Colt Keith to the plate. Oliver Dunn is at third, Ortiz the shortstop. He's been active already tonight. Terang is at second, Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching for the Crew here this evening. Pitch to Keith is a one hopper out to second. Big hop for Terang, throws to first, and Keith is retired. One pitch to retire the designated hitter for the Tigers tonight, Colt Keith. So two down, and here's Dylan Dingler. Dingler strolling to the plate, 1-for-5 last night with a double. Hitting .325, 2 home runs, 9 driven in. Dingler taking his time before he gets into the box here. He had the shin guard still on.
as the catcher in the on-deck circle. And the pitch is breaking ball in there for a strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away, and it's 0-2. That, of course, is Wisconsin's best. And how about some Cedar Crest ice cream or delicious custard? Always a hit. Priester looking in. 0-2 pitch. And he missed down and away with a slider. One ball and two strikes. Priester early, but seems very in control. Command seems very good with all of his pitches. 1-2 is a chopper foul up the third baseline. And we do it again at a ball and two strikes. And he is working very quickly tonight. He is getting the ball back and he is going. Very good rhythm to what Priester is doing. 1-2 pitch. That is low with a slider. Dingler did not chase, and now it's 2-2. Dingler, right-handed hitter, so a right-on-right matchup here. And the pitch. Fouled down into the dirt. And Dingler just got a piece of that one, stayed alive. He challenged him right down the middle at 94 with a sinker. And Dingler didn't square it up. Might have got a piece of Contreras on that foul ball. So taking a little bit of time before climbing back into the box here.